Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Tim Staples, our guest. It's Ask Me Anything, the number to call if you've got a question for Tim, 888-318-7884. Just two lines open right now, but go ahead and give it a shot, 888-318-7884. Got a report in from last hour. I don't even know how to report on this. First of all, let's say God is good, and Claire in Pennsylvania is good, and a lot of other people are good. And we definitely hit that 15,000 that we needed the last hour, because Claire from Pennsylvania called up and gave $15,000. Well, we're like, oh, I don't know. Well, ye of little faith.
Oh,
that's
God.
All I would say. But
I have to say, that is so beautiful. And thank you, Claire. God bless you. But you know what? God is so good. And our listeners are so good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I am the one, it's me that has the lack of faith. Sai is always so calm and cool. And
not so much that time. I was a little bit like,
but you know
my
what,
fingernails.
Folks, we've got a lot more to raise, though, don't we?
Yeah.
That makes it, what, about halfway
that
to this hour's 80
honestly,
that we need?
I know that number, okay, so that now I have a number. We need $64,873 this hour.
Ooh,
so that's
boy.
Where we are. But it can be done. $64,873 can be done.
That's more than I thought we needed.
Mike in Texas just helped us out. Mike in Texas gave $1,000 there in
Praise
those last
God.
Few minutes.
Praise God.
Thank you. An anonymous donor in Michigan helped us out, $1,000 in the last hour. So can we do it?
Let's do it. Praise God. Claire just gave us a shot in the arm.
Well, I know. You should have seen the reaction around here, Claire.
Yes.
And you know what? But everybody who gave, the phone lines did light up. I just knew that it was a big number, and I was nervous that it might not be reachable. But God bless you. Thank you so much for helping us. I'll tell you what. Let's have a great hour together this hour. We'll talk about raising the money. We'll ask you to help, those of you who are just joining us. We have only this hour left in our quarterly pledge drive, and we needed to raise $225,000. Right now on my scorecard that Darren puts up for me, it says $64,873 to go. What that gets you, that $225,000, is 3 months of this radio program, of Tim's podcast, of all the podcasts that come out of this studio. Lots of social media stuff. Now the Spanish language stuff. It just goes on and on. And so the bill sounds big, $225,000. But I'll tell you what, in major media, you know, in television, for example, that's a minute. $225,000 is a minute of programming. And we're getting 3 months of hours and hours and hours for that. And you know what, the main thing about that too is that it is important that we take care of the money that is given to us, that we're careful with it, and that we produce what we say we're going to produce. But what's most important is that in the media sphere, there has to be somewhere where people can find the full truth. Not a pretty good truth, not a commentary that they like, all that stuff's important, fine, but there's got to be somewhere where the fullness of truth is proclaimed. So on the radio dial, say you're listening on Sirius XM satellite radio. I don't know, there's 160, 170, I don't know how many stations, but maybe 200 stations. And then there you go at channel 130, and day after day, people driving home in the car, people taking the kids somewhere, or maybe people just relaxing in the evening, washing the dishes, and there's Catholic Answers. That's because EWTN is there. Maybe in other parts of the country and the world, it's because a local Catholic radio station is there, or a local Catholic radio network is there. In that one place for that amount of time,
yeah,
that person is, I hope, not going to hear something where we hate, where we're angry. They're not going to hear overly sexualized material. What they're going to hear is people just talking about the love of God given in Jesus Christ and shared for 2,000 years in the Catholic Church. That's just got to be there. It has to be there. And so we're perfectly kind of, I wouldn't say comfortable, but we know we have to ask you for the money, and we're grateful. And we know that the money's getting put to good use. There's 14 lines open, 2 folks on the line right now. We need to raise $64,873 this hour. And we need to let Tim answer a bunch of people's questions.
Let's do it.
888-291-8000 is the number, 888-291-8000. Look, you can also go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It all goes to the same place. But would you help us get it's not going to be a kind of thing where we can just wait till the last 15 minutes. We need folks to step up. Wow, you're listening now, 888-291-8000.
You know what, Si, we got to get that $20,000 giver. Thank God for St. Oh, I just called her St. Claire.
St. Claire.
Thank God.
Well, St. Francis will be happy to hear about that.
That's right. But thank you, Claire. But you know what? Thank you, all of you that have already called and given the $25 a month, the $50, the $250. Thank you all, because we really do need all of us now. $64,000 is a lot to raise in this last hour. So, folks, we need that $20,000 giver at 888-291-8000. We need that $10,000 giver. We need some $5,000, $2,000, $1,000 givers, and we need those single one-time givers. We have 14 open lines right now. Please, folks, help us at 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. Let's do our regular job.
Let's do it.
Dan in Arizona, I believe, is where I'm going, watching on Facebook. That's another thing. I'm sorry to hold you up, Dan, but I just want people to know that's another thing that you're making possible. In the social media, we've got to be there as well, not just on the dial, but where people are finding the new media. Dan in Arizona. Now, I know people laugh at me that Facebook is new media, but if you're my age, Facebook's new media. Dan, go ahead with your question.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I'm a longtime Protestant who's been studying Catholicism for the last almost year now.
Praise God.
And also, Tim, Assemblies of God for years.
All right. Well, welcome to the broadcast, brother.
Thank you. When it talks about Jesus calling his mom woman, and I've heard about, sort of the new Eve and sort of revealing Mary's role in salvation history.
Yes.
But then also, he also calls Mary Magdalene woman.
Yes.
And so I was wondering about that.
Sure. Absolutely, Dan. It's a great question. But, I use the analogy here with the I am, right? You being a good AG boy like I was, you understand that I am in Greek, ego eimi, is used all over the New Testament. It's simply, a simple verb that we use in all languages, right? But when I am is used in a particular context, like when Jesus says in John 8:58, before Abraham was, I am. Right, and there's no predicate. It's just ego eimi with no predicate. Hey, there's something going on. And further, when the Jews pick up stones to kill him after he says it, there's a little more to this than him just saying I am. And in fact, he uses it in multiple places: John 8:24, John 8:28, John 8:58, John 19:6. And in each one of those cases, the context becomes clear that there is something going on here, and we know he's revealing himself to be God. Well, similarly with woman. Yes, it's true. Mary Magdalene is called woman in a particular way, but of course he refers to the women of Jerusalem as women and so forth, and woman, gune, is used all over the New Testament just to refer to ordinary women. Although I believe Mary Magdalene has a particular place in Jesus' heart because she represents the sinful woman. The Blessed Mother represents the sinless, the archetype of the woman. In fact, she's the archetype of the church, being the woman without spot or wrinkle, referred to in Ephesians 5:25 of the church. Mary is like the archetype of that, right? So I do think there's a special reason for Mary Magdalene being referred to as a woman, as she is the archetype of the sinful woman made into saint. But the bottom line is, you can see with the Blessed Virgin Mary in a particular way, the context in which it's used. You know, in John 2:5, as you know, the wedding feast of Cana, ti emoi kaisoi gune, what between this between me and you, woman, my hour has not yet come. There's something going on here, right? The language used there is a Hebraism from the Old Testament that represents a rebuke. He's basically saying to his mother, no, I don't want anything to do with this. That's the language. In fact, that same language is used, as you know, brother, in Matthew, you know, chapter 8, when the demoniacs of Gadara are possessed and the demons cry out when Jesus, you know, walks into town and say, what is this between you and us? Are you come to torment us before the time? There's a parallel there. The language used, right, of a rebuke. We don't want anything to do with you, Jesus. So this is powerful language of rebuke to his mother, number one, what is going on? And number two, the fact of calling his mother woman, right? That is unthinkable in Hebrew culture that emphasizes the fourth commandment, just like we do, honor your father and mother. You would never refer to your mother as just a common woman. These and more reasons we can look at here indicate that in John 2:5, and also, of course, the woman of Revelation 19:25 through 27. Come on, man. You know, in fulfillment of the prophecy of Simeon of Luke 2:34 and 35, he refers to the woman, the new Eve, and then in Revelation chapter 12, eight times she's referred to as the gune. There is something going on here, and what that is revealing, yes, this is the fulfillment of the prophecies of Genesis 3:15 as well as Jeremiah, oh my gosh, where is that? 31 verse 22, the prophecy of the coming of the woman who would be at the heart and soul of the new covenant, the birthing of the new covenant and the transformation of the universe. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do, brother. I'd like to send you a copy of my book. If that's all right with you, you just hang on there. I'll send you a copy because I go to it in great length in my book, Behold Your Mother. We'll get that out to you. But folks, you know what? We've only got two active callers on the line right now. But you know what? The discussion you just heard, and I wish we had more time to talk with my brother, Dan, and I'm sure we will in the future. Dan, you keep calling, brother, and I'd like to talk to you more if you'd like, even in private, or maybe even on my broadcast, one-on-one with Tim Staples. You and I might have a conversation. We could talk about that as well. But you know what, folks? This is why we need your help right now. The conversations we have with our Protestant friends, with atheists, people of all different world religions and such that lead to people discovering the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ would blow your mind. And this is why we need your help right now to help us continue, because we only have one active caller right now, and we've got a long way to go. We've got over $60,000 to raise in 45 minutes, but we're going to do it right now, folks. I want that $20,000. Yep, you, I don't know who I'm pointing at right now, but you are going to give that $20,000. I believe God's calling somebody.
Thank God you're not right pointing at me. I could take your fingers going the other way.
That $20,000. I just believe that. I could be wrong, but yeah. I believe that. And I believe God's calling someone like Claire to give a $15,000 gift to match Claire's gift, all right? And give that $10,000 gift, $5,000, $2,000, $1,000, because we need your help right now at 888. So pick up the phone, folks, right now, 888-291-8000. And again, I have to say, don't let the devil tell you that your $25 gift doesn't matter, because it does. We've got 14 open lines. You fill it with that $25 gift, that $50, $100 gift, that $250 gift, that $500 gift. Folks, it really is all of us together that are going to make this happen, keep Catholic Answers fully funded, And let's go beyond and keep Catholic Answers strong. 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. Tim is right. We are going to need those larger gifts. But always the folks who keep us in the game and keep things going around here are the monthly donors. So if you are a person who can make one of those larger gifts, could you help us right now? 45 minutes to raise $60,000. You understand that that means more than $1,000 a minute for the next 45 minutes. I'm only going to talk for about a few more seconds here, and then I'll go back to letting Tim answer calls. So if you would, just pick up the phone and call. You'll help us out a great deal with those larger gifts. But this is all I'm going to say, and then we will go back to the calls. We also rely on folks who can make that everyday level donation that is a monthly donation. Can you do $10, $20, maybe even $50 a month? If you can, we want to send you our newest book, Sola Scriptura Doesn't Work, from Joel Peters. We just want to give it to you to say thank you, because this is the latest thing to come from Catholic Answers Press, and we want you to have it. Can you give at the $10 a month level, 888-291-8000? In addition, everybody who becomes a monthly donor at the $10 a month level or more will become a member of the Hallow app. You get the Hallow app, premium edition, top edition, for a full year. And thank you to the people at Hallow for making that available. In addition, you also, everybody who gives $10 a month or more becomes a member of our Society 315. We'll send you a t-shirt. You just tell us the size, and we'll send you the car magnet, and we'll invite you to special events, but we'll also send you all kinds of interesting materials throughout the course of the year. Again, the line, we very much need to see the lines light up if there's going to be hope of getting this $60,000 down to a zero, and that means we're fully funded for the next 3 months. But I'll tell you right now, we're down to 58,822 right now, so that we're making progress. Pick up that phone. I'm going to let Tim do his job. 888-291-8000, or say and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Phone's not ringing at the moment, so that means people are waiting for you. 888-291-8000. Sue's right here in California in Victorville watching on YouTube. Glad you're here, Sue. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hi. Well, first of all, I want to say thank you and God bless Claire in Pennsylvania, and I will be adding her and other donors to my Thanksgiving prayers tonight.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you for doing that.
Amen.
You bet. My question is regarding St. Bridget's devotion for 12 years.
Yes.
There's seven prayers. And she mentioned some of these, I think I know what they are. Anyway, they're sins of youth, sins of the heart, and then it says, and protection against such sins, sins of the flesh.
Yes.
Same. I think we all know that that is, but then it says such sins, sins of the spirit, grumbling against holy arrangements, which I have no idea what that is, and sins of the tongue, which I have an idea. But if you could elaborate on those.
Oh, man, thanks for calling, because St. Bridget, you know what, Cy, St. Bridget is one of those saints that was so holy, it's scary. You know, she's, you know, St. Bridget, as you probably know, she had apparitions. She had not just apparitions of the Blessed Mother, which I believe she did, but also of our Blessed Lord. And the Lord spoke to her. And, you know, she's famous for, you know, she asked the Lord, because she, remember now, this is in the 6th century. Her father was a slave and was converted by St. Patrick. And they were brought out of absolute darkness into the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And, you know, St. Bridget comes right out of that, the bosom of St. Patrick. And she had such a profound relationship with our Blessed Lord. She prayed for years. As I recall, it's years. I don't have it in front of me here. But it was for years. For she wanted to know how many times our Lord was whipped. And after years, our Blessed Lord spoke to her. Now, folks, you don't have to believe this as a Catholic. This is a private devotion. I believe it, Cy. Okay, I'll tell you that. All right, it's worthy of pious belief of Catholics. It's not required, of course. But our Blessed Lord revealed that he had been whipped, I think it was 5,400 plus times. I don't know the exact number, but that's a lot.
Holy smokes.
5,400 and something. And St. Bridget was an extremely pious and holy woman who had keen insights into the spiritual life and understanding of what our how our sins affected our blessed Lord and the beating that he took. Now, this is just good Catholic theology, because you and I understand that it was our sins that put him on the cross. St. Bridget just had a profound insight into that. And so when she talks about sins of youth, we know what that is, as you said, and sins of the heart and all. But you asked particularly about the grumbling against the holy arrangements, right? What in the world is that? Well, that St. Bridget is talking about the way that God arranges everything in our lives. And sometimes that's not in the ways that you and I would like. He can arrange things like a stroke. I know that.
Yes.
I have personally experience with that. And I wasn't necessarily all that happy about that arrangement. But what she's saying is that we have to receive everything that we receive from the Lord, be it good or those, you know, as Isaiah 45:7 refers to evil. That is not moral evil, because that comes from us, but physical evils, absolutely. The Lord not only allows them, but he can directly even cause some of them, like the 10 plagues and things like that, right? But in everything that he is doing in our lives, and this is the keen insight of St. Bridget, everything we can receive with thanksgiving. And know, even in the darkest moments of our lives, we lose a child, the worst pains we've ever experienced. See, sister, you and I have to have this faith before those times come, because guess what? They're coming. Every human being on this planet, you're going to face losing loved ones. You're going to face strokes and heart attacks. You're going to face lots of... And so St. Bridget is teaching us something profound here. We have to understand that all of this is in the providential plan of God. He holds us in the palm of his hand, the Blessed Mother as well. And when we know that, there is nothing that the devil or the world or anything can throw at us that is going to phase us when it comes to the faith. So holy arrangements, yeah. That's everything in our lives that sometimes we grumble against. And you know what I say to those who are grumbling? Guess what? God still loves you. And in the midst of the grumbling, don't turn away from God. Because you know what, Si? Sometimes we grumble a little bit. And God's got big shoulders. He can handle a little grumbling. But you know what he's going to do? He's going to bring you to understand that all of it is for your good ultimately, if you simply, and I'll end with Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. All we have to do is continue to hold on to him, and in the end we will see. Catechism, I'm going to give you homework. You got to read section 1040 in the Catechism of the Catholic Church that tells us, in the end, we will understand God's entire salvific plan, the entirety of the economy of salvation, how all things work together for the good. That is the heart of St. Bridget. God bless you. Thanks for your call. And folks, guess what? We are way behind. We got to make it. You know what, folks? We need you to call right now, 888-291-8000. I wish we had lots more calls and callers like our sister that just called in, because, you know, we have such gifts in the church, Cy Kellett, like St. Bridget, St. Catherine of Alexandria, but St. Catherine of Siena, St. John of the Cross. The spirituality we have from the saints is so rich and so deep, folks. It can take us through anything that life throws our way. What a blessing we have as Catholics. But you know what? We can't hoard this to ourselves. It's a sin for us to hoard this to ourselves. We've got to bring this faith to others. And that's what we're about here at Catholic Answers. Please, folks. We've got 10 open lines right now. Oh. We've got a long way to go. We need you to call 888-291-8000 and help us meet this goal.
888-291-8000. Would you like to just see Tim go wild? Tim, scroll up on your sheet there and read the yellow. Read what's outlined in the yellow there.
Oh, yes. Oh, my! A generous couple from Colorado just called in. They are monthly donors already, but are sending a 20 $10,000 check from their donor advised fund.
Thank you so much for that. God, thank you.
Call. I wish we could give your name, but that's okay. Couple from Colorado, you do not know. You've just made a whole lot of. You know what? That doesn't get us all the way over, does it?
No, but it sure helps us
huge.
Get. I mean, really, $1,000 a minute gets us there now. We need 1,000. So could we get 37 people to call with a $1,000 gift? Could we get 74 people to call with a $500 gift? Could we get.
Praise God.
Are you going to do for 129 people? I don't know.
You're
lot
not
of
that
people.
Good at math.
No, I know. It got out of control there at the end. That's just lots of calls. We could do this. Oh, I'm so grateful to that couple. I'm
Praise
so
God.
Grateful to that couple. 888-291-8000. I'll tell you what, that allows us. You know what I'd like to do? When we come back, I want to play you a little testimonial that we played. We've already played this one. It's from Kimberly, and we're going to have to take a quick break here. Perfect time to call. There's 7 lines open. If you can make your pledge now, we are within $37,000 of being fully funded for the next 3 months. And that is doable. In a half hour, we can do with your help. So
Praise
whether
God.
It's a $5 one-time gift or a $5,000 gift, fill up those lines right now, 888-291-8000, and I'll share a really beautiful testimony when we come back. CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. Give now at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. A little bit of groovy music. Feeling groovy here after a wonderful $20,000 gift from a couple who wanted to remain anonymous in Colorado, a $15,000 gift from Claire in Pennsylvania, and lots of gifts. Like, for example, a one-time donation from Charlene in Arizona. She just gave $1,000 and paid the fees.
Thank you, Charlene.
And she asked for prayers for her to find a Catholic community. So please, if you would pray for Charlene. From Knoxville, Tennessee, I don't have a name, but the donor signed up to be a $50 a month donor.
Our bread and butter, Si.
There it is right there. I'm not going to read Javier's. You read Javier's.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Javier from San Antonio, my brother, is a monthly donor already, but called to give another $100 plus fee. Why? Because he is a fellow Marine. And he heard me calling on his brother Marines to come join the fight. God bless you, Javier. Semper Fi, brother. Can we get a few more Marines out there to call in right now at 888-291-8000? Because, folks, look, We are in spiritual warfare. There is no other way to put it. Ephesians 6:12. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers in heavenly places. Folks, we are in the spiritual warfare for souls. That's what it's about here. And our one holy Catholic and apostolic faith represents the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that every human being on this planet needs. And I'll tell you, folks, they have a right to hear. And we have an obligation to let them know it. So thank you for everyone who has called so far. But we've got to raise another $37,000. But you know what? If we bring in that $37,000, guess what? We get automatically $40,000 dropped in,
right? Because
we
have donors who made a challenge to us today. Can you raise $100,000 today? If you can,
right.
we'll give you $40,000 more. And we're now $34,438.
That's
away
what
from
we
that.
Need.
That's what we
so,
need.
So
12 lines open.
We bring in that $34,000. We're getting another $40,000. Folks, come on, pick up the phone right now. 888-291-8000. Now, we've had a 20, we've had a 15. We need to have that $10,000 giver right now. And maybe we can get a couple of $10,000 givers right now at 888-291-8000. How about some $5,000 givers at 888-291-8000, 2,000, 1,000? And just like, who was our friend that just gave the $50 a month? Was that my Marine buddy?
Oh, no, Javier gave $100 in addition to his monthly
That's
pledge.
Right. Well, whoever just gave that $50, I think I've lost it here on my screen.
Yeah, they take... Yeah.
That's our bread and butter, my friends. $25 a month, $50 a month, $100 a month. Pick up the phone right now, 888-291-8000. We have got to get over the finish line and get these last $34,000 so we can get $40,000 bonus.
I said I was going to share this testimony from Kim. This is what it's all about. This is why we do what we do. I believe this is why we're all in this together. Why I know that this is why many, many of you give. Here's what Kimberly had to say about Catholic Answers Live.
While going through my recently deceased mother's things, I found a letter she intended to send to the priest who heard her first confession after almost 60 years. It was because of what I learned through Catholic Counselors Live that I was able to have conversations with her.
Wow.
And she was able to die in friendship with the church.
Wow.
The letter that she wrote to the priest is full of gratitude.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
Kimberly, that's the second time I have heard that. It is just the most extraordinary testimony. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And praise God. There is nothing more important at the moment of death than friendship with Jesus, being close friendship with Jesus. And to think that that we together have been able to share, and I mean we together, those who support this ministry and those who work here, have been able to share things that help people return to friendship with Jesus. This is nothing else. There's nothing that has the value that that has.
You know what this does for me, Cy? When you hear such a testimony, I always think of 1 John 2:1 because John says, "These things I've written unto you that you might not sin."
Yeah.
Okay? That's what John wants. Just knock off the sinning. When you hear that kind of testimony, it makes me want to say, Lord, please just help me not to sin anymore. I don't want to sin anymore because I want your power to flow through me so that I can be an instrument to bring other people to Jesus. But the next line says, but if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, right? And thank God, because we do sin, as 1 John 1:8 will go on to, already said, right? If we say we have no sin, we are a liar and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Folks, this is what the Catholic Church is all about, empowering people so that they don't sin anymore. They're saints and they go to heaven. But when they sin, we got a sacrament for that, don't we? In fact, we've got a couple of sacraments. In fact, in a sense, all of them.
Yeah.
All of them are about taking away sins, but in a special way, of course, baptism that takes away all sins and all punishment due for sin, and confession that takes away post-baptismal sins. Folks, this is what Jesus is about, healing people so that on the deathbed, we can have testimonies like this of the transforming power
of Jesus Christ in and through our one holy Catholic and apostolic faith. That's why, folks, we need you now.
But let me tell you, Tim,
$5,000.
No! Ed in Ohio, $5,000. We're down to $28,000 we got to raise in the next 15 minutes. $28,000 in 15 minutes. Man, things are moving. 888-291-8000. I'll tell you what, when we sometimes say all hands on deck, you know, the old Navy term.
And, yes.
And it is that time. If you want to come in at the $10 a month level, we've got wonderful things to give you and to say thank you, and we want to give them to you. Wow. Just call up, let them know you want to be a member of Society 315, you want the Sola Scriptura book, you want the t-shirt, all that stuff, $10 a month. And then in addition to these really tremendously generous gifts, I just want to say, I'll tell you what I'm going to go to our friend Ava in Ontario, Canada, who we always loved talking with. But first, I just want to say a quick thanks to Jeff and Lori in Arizona. They just signed up. I think this means they're new monthly pledgers because they just signed up for a monthly pledge. And they wanted to say how great a job the guys are doing. I assume that's me and Tim. There are other guys in the studio with us, but I assume that's me and Tim. Okay. But Jeff and Lori say they've learned so much about the faith, and they're just so grateful. Us too, Jeff and Lori. Thank you very much. Ava in Ontario, our good friend watching on YouTube up there in Canada. Welcome. Go ahead with your question for Tim Staples.
Hello. Thank you for taking my question. I was wondering, what's the clearest way to explain to Protestants who believe in faith alone that we're not saved by faith alone, but also Catholics don't believe that you're saved by works or working your way to heaven?
Right. Oh, Ava, that's such an important question. And here's what I found to be the absolute key here. Is first you have to explain to our Protestant friends, and many of them do not know, that the Catholic Church teaches we can do absolutely nothing to merit the gift of grace or the gift of faith or the initial grace of salvation or justification. We can do absolutely nothing, and we baptize babies to prove it.
Yeah, because they can't do nothing.
That's right. What can a baby do except mess his diapers, right? And so, of course... And you know what? You can go even further. I mean, thanks be to God for the Lutheran Catholic Dialogue and a document that that was signed jointly between the Lutheran World Federation and the Catholic Church, which came to an agreement, at least with regard to the initial grace of justification. There's a sense in which we can even say faith alone there, although I don't like it, to be honest with you. But you know what? Church says so? Okay. As long as we understand that we're talking about faith alone in opposition to something, right? Because I could say, Cy Kellett, a person upon his graduation from college, right? Let's say it's my son in the future. And I say, it is nothing but hard work alone that has brought this young man over the finish line, right? Now, does that mean... my giving him like zillions of dollars didn't have anything to do with it?
Or feeding him?
Or feeding him or his teachers or friends and so many other things. No, the church has basically said we can use the language of faith alone as long as we're talking about faith alone in opposition to, like Paul says in Romans 3:28, the works of the law. By faith apart from the works of law. That's fine. Or by faith apart from any works of the human nature, as the Catechism, the Council of Trent, Session 6 on Justification, Canon 1, talks about how the power of human nature alone cannot justify us. So if we're saying by faith apart from the works of human nature or the works of law, if it's in opposition to that, just like hard work alone... brought my son over the... Yeah, that's fine. But when you start saying faith alone in the way that Luther and Calvin did, that there's no human cooperation. See, and the beautiful thing about the document with the LWF from the Lutheran World Federation is they acknowledge, at least they came to say, that man is totally involved in his justification. Now, that's contrary to what Luther said. That's contrary to what Calvin said. That was a huge step forward. As long as you acknowledge that there is human cooperation, that's a start. And with that initial grace of justification, that's a huge start. Now, we didn't get to the role of sacraments and the ongoing process of justification, but I think that's the key. What you want to do with your Protestant friend is help them to see that, look, we believe the initial grace of justification, salvation, is entirely unmerited. There's nothing we can do to merit it whatsoever. The real disagreement now, at least with the LWF, now, of course, we have Missouri Synod Lutherans and Wisconsin Synod Lutherans, and we have a lot of evangelicals. We haven't even gotten that far yet with. However, it's a good way to start, and then you help them to see that once we enter into Christ, then you better believe we have to do good works, and in so doing, we merit eternal life. When you understand that merit simply means a reward. And that's exactly what Galatians 6, 7 through 9 says. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he reap. If he continues to sow to the flesh, he shall of the flesh reap death. If he continues to sow to the Spirit, he shall of the Spirit or from the Spirit reap, that's a reward, of eternal life. Let us not grow weary, therefore, in doing good, knowing we will reap the reward of what? Eternal life. If we faint not. I'm telling you, I've done it thousands of times over the years. I really have. And I've seen so many come to see the truth on this matter. And you know what? Thanks for your call. But folks, guess what? In the time I've been pontificating here, we don't have any callers. Okay, we have three. We have 14 open lines. You know what, folks? We're not there yet. We need $27,000 in the last 19 minutes. 18 minutes. Folks, we really need your help. But you know what? I answered that question, and yes, I went into a little bit of depth because that's a very important question, folks. We have the answers. I remember my Greek professor, Sai, used to say in the seminary, we know we have the truth. We're Catholic. And he would raise his voice. Father Brandon, man, he was a fired up Irish Jesuit. But the key is, how do we present it? And he, Father Brandon, who has died 7 or so years ago, was absolute genius. I loved sitting at that man's feet and learning from him how to proclaim the gospel. And that's what we're about here at Catholic Answers, my friends. But we need your help right now. We are coming down to the wire. We need $27,000 in the last 17 minutes. Please, folks.
And we get a $40,000 bonus if we reach it. So a lot's on the line.
So we're talking $57,000 is what we're talking about here. So, folks, can you be that $10,000 giver right now at 888-291-8000, maybe 5000? And please, we need you. We've got 13 open lines. We need the $25 a month. We need the $50 one time, $100 one time, the $25 one time. We need all of us at 888-291-8000.
Just fill up those lines, 888-291-8000, or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It all goes to the same place. We are, it's really quite within reach now if folks will heed the call and do what they can, because $27,000 in this next 17 minutes is doable. I mentioned Ed from Ohio gave $5,000, but I was so excited, I don't think I said thank you, Ed. So I just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Ed.
Bruce in Kentucky joined at $85 a month.
That's huge.
Thank you, Bruce. And he's a member of President's Club. That gets you into the President's Club. You can find out about that at Catholic.com. Lewis, I don't know if we mentioned this, Lewis in South Dakota gave $100 with fees to help a fellow Marine, Semper Fi, he said.
Praise God.
And then I like this one. In response to the call for Marines, Captain Rachel of the U.S. Navy is pledging $50, and she wants everyone to know she gives rides to Marines.
I love it. We used to jokingly call the Navy, there are taxi cab drivers, you know?
Yeah.
They got to get us to the battle. But you
Thank
know
you,
what?
Captain
God
Rachel.
God bless you. We love all four, now five branches of the military.
888-291-8000 is the number. Let's fill up those lines. And I'm going to keep letting Tim do his job, but I just want to reset here for a minute. We have a $40,000 bonus. On the
Come
line.
Come on, folks.
And that's what we've been working. If we could raise $100,000 today, a group of donors told us, well, we'll give you $40,000 to go with it. And that will get us completely funded, fully funded for the next 3 months. We're so close now. After 2 hours on the radio, we are, I don't know what the exact number is at the moment, but I know it's 27,000 or lower. So eight lines open right now, 888 888- 291-8000. When you think of the number of people listening, 27,000, you know, if we got folks to call and do what they can, $10,000 gift would really help us in that regard. Yeah, 888-291-8000. I also want to let you know, in addition to that, that we're working towards a $40,000 bonus if we can raise $27,000 in the next 15 minutes. Right now, if you come in as a new monthly donor, because we don't ever want to fail to stress how much we depend on monthly donors. Anybody $10 a month or more gets Sola Scriptura, Doesn't Work, the new book from Catholic Answers Press. Brand new book, hot off the presses. As a matter of fact, nobody else has it. We'll send it to you. And you become a member of our Society 315. Whether you give it a $10 a month, $20 a month, $100 a month, monthly donors, $10 and up, are members of our Society 315. There's lots of benefits that come with that, including cool T-shirts. If you become a member of Society 315 during this pledge drive, we'll also make you a premium member of the Hallow app for a full year. So let's get those phones going. I'm going to let Tim answer questions. I'm going to leave this in your hands and in God's hands. Lines are open, 888-291-8000. Now, I'll tell you what's going to happen, at least from if experience is any teacher. Lines will start to fill up. So if you have to wait, just hang on. Someone will get through and get to you. Or if you get kind of timed out, or I'm not exactly sure how that works, just call back again. We'll do our very best. If you can, go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com with 14 minutes left and $26,827 still to raise. The phones will be busy. So you just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. As many people in the world that want to use that can use it right now. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I might be exaggerating slightly on that last thing. All right. I've reset it. Tim and I have done our best to let you know what we need. It's wonderful to be, you know, within, we're approaching $25,000 now. We're within $25,000 of getting a $40,000 bonus.
We got
to
do it.
We just need people to help us get there. Now we're going to go to Grady in Minnesota.
Grady.
Listening on the EWTN app. Grady, thank you for waiting. Go ahead with your question.
Well, I have to say I'm a little starstruck talking to you guys.
All right. Listen
to you guys quite often, so I'm pretty, it's, I'm shaking because I'm talking to you guys.
Oh, you're very nice, Grady. Tim's mean. I'm very nice. So don't worry about it.
It's the Minnesota nice that we got.
That's right, that Minnesota
but,
nice.
No, we're just schleps trying to get to heaven, brother. But what's on your mind?
Yeah.
I stole that from Benedict. Gershell. I just stole that from Father Benedict Gershell, but go ahead.
Great. I just made a mess of things. I'm sorry. Go ahead and start your question. I apologize for you probably heard a click. I think I put you on hold for a second there. That was a total mistake, but please go ahead, Grady.
With the election of Bishop Henning from Providence into the Archdiocese of Boston,
yes.
I was wondering how the election process works for bishops.
Right.
I mean, we all basically know how the Pope gets elected.
Yes.
But I was just wondering what it's like. And to back that up, what's the main difference between auxiliary bishops and basically just the bishop?
Right.
That's my question.
Great question, Grady. Well, first of all, there's no essential difference between an auxiliary bishop and a bishop or a cardinal or an archbishop. There's no essential difference. They are all equal. In fact, there's no essential difference between an auxiliary bishop and the Bishop of Rome. They all have the same ordination to the fullness of holy orders, which is the ordination to a bishop. So they're equal with regard to that. Now, the Pope has a charismatic gift that gives him an ascendancy over all the other bishops, and that's by a special charge, as you know, from Jesus Christ himself, as revealed in texts like Matthew 16, 18, and 19, John 21, 15 through 17, Luke 22, 29 through 32, and elsewhere. I would add Matthew chapter 10, verse 2. There are more texts we can look at that demonstrate that Peter has that particular role and his successors, the bishops. But when it comes to the election process, this has changed over the years because, popes very quickly realized they can't run the whole church logistically. I mean, anybody knows, if you've ever been in the military, for example, you've got to have a hierarchy, man, because you can't run a billion member. What are we at now? 1.3 billion members. You're not going to run that one dude in Rome. And so the Pope over the centuries has come to rely on various different hierarchical sort of structures that the church has created. There's a hierarchical structure that was created by Jesus Christ. That is that you have the Pope, the bishops, priests, deacons, and laity. That goes all the way back to the letter of Clement to the Corinthians, right? And the letters of St. Ignatius of Antioch in the first and early second century. But when it comes to elections, then the Pope has to rely on, because he can't do the investigative work into all the bishops that are, or people attempting to be nominated for a bishop all over the world. And so he relies on, for example, the apostolic pronuncio, very important role, who is over particular countries. That's going to give the Pope information. The metropolitan bishops, right, from the major archdioceses, like in the United States, Baltimore, Los Angeles, and others, they're going to be making recommendations. And for anyone who is being recommended as a bishop, there has to be bishops involved in recommending him. So that's kind of the process. There's more sort of details we could get into. But, you know, there's no such thing as a perfect process. There isn't. But over the centuries, the popes have realized, hey, you know, this is about the best we can do. They need to get the information. Who is this guy? Do some things, you know, fall through the cracks? Absolutely. But I think, generally speaking, the bishops, and I know this might sound crazy to some people who have a distorted view of the church, and just, you know, there are some today, both in the church and outside, unfortunately, that have a distorted view of just how evil the church is, and they're all evil. It's not true, number one. But yeah, there's always going to be Judases among the 12. That's just the way it is. We are sinners. I heard somebody say years ago, the church is not a museum of saints. It's a hospital for sinners. And that's true of bishops and priests as well. But the process, generally speaking, has been really perfected and improved over the centuries. Even in the reign of John Paul, early on, he realized he was relying way too much on his cardinals. And you'll notice in the first years of John Paul's reign, the choices, let's just say, were not exactly all that great. Mm-hmm. But John Paul, over time, realized what's going on. He started to rely more on then Cardinal Ratzinger and those that he could rely on. And I think that has results. And so, of course, you know, there's always room for improvement. But generally speaking, you know, the wonderful thing about our Catholic faith is that we know the Holy Spirit is in charge of it all. And in spite of us, the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church is going to be here till the end of time, saving souls. And that's what we're about. Thanks for your call, brother. But this is what we're about here. Now, I need to make one very important plea right now. We've got a long way to go, and we've only got 7 minutes to do it. So we need you guys right now to pick up the phone at 888-291-8000 and give, how about this, Cy, the biggest gift you can give. That's what we're going to ask, because we've only got 7 minutes left, and we need your help. And remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and you can give there. You can text Catholic to 24365. But folks, right now, we need you to pick up the phone at 888-291-8000. We need a $10,000 giver right now. We got to make this now. 888-291-8000. And don't you dare. We got 12 open lines. If that means calling for a one-time $25 gift, we need it. We need all of us, folks. We have another line open. We have 13 lines open right now. We need every gift, that $100 a month, $50 a month, $25 a month, one-time $100 gift, $250 gift, $500 gift, $1,000, $2,000, $5,000. And folks, I know we have a $10,000 giver out there right now. Call 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. We will continue to answer the phones until the phones stop ringing. But right now, we are $22,883 away from our goal, which you may say that's not doable, but we have seen miracles before. So that will require some larger pledges to come in with everybody else, but we can do it. We need your help. $40,000 bonus on the line. If we could raise $100,000 today, we have a group of donors who said, well, we'll give you $40,000 to go with that. We're now $22,883 away from that. 888-291-8000. Lines are open. and they are willing to talk with you. As Tim said, it does not matter the amount, a small, medium, large, whatever you can give. Now is the time to give. And we've seen before, if everyone will take up that call, we'll get there. $22,883
to go. What would you give? There's no price for the salvation of a soul. Folks, remember, when we're talking about the Catholic Church, we're talking about Jesus Christ, who established a church for salvation, and he is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way. That's why the church, there is no other way outside of the church. Of course, in the case of invincible ignorance, people can be saved in extraordinary ways, but this is the ordinary means of salvation, and we need you to help us now. Folks, we need $22,000 in the next 5 minutes. Can you be that $20,000 giver, $10,000 giver at 888-291-8000? Call now.
We won't be able to tell you now, but we'll tell you next time we're here how we did and whether we made it. We have so far done it, this pledge drive. Go safe and secure online anytime, day or night, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or call now, 888-291-8000. We'll stay here till the phones stop ringing.
I can't believe it's over.